Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Balanced Stoic. Today's topic is something near and dear to my heart, self-compassion. Ever notice how we're often our own harshest critics? You know that feeling when you mess up, and instead of giving yourself a little nudge like, hey, it happens, your inner voice explodes with negativity. Yeah, me too. It's like we've got this built-in critic who thrives on self-doubt and just loves to highlight our flaws. But guess what? We deserve better than that. This isn't about letting ourselves off the hook or becoming complacent. It's about treating ourselves with the same kindness, understanding, and encouragement we'd offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Think of it this way. Imagine your best friend is going through something rough. You wouldn't bombard them with insults or make them feel worse, right? You'd likely offer a listening ear, words of comfort, and maybe even a warm hug. So why do we treat ourselves so differently? We deserve that same level of compassion and support. Now, let's break down some practical ways to cultivate self-compassion in your life. First up, acknowledge your humanity. Remember, you're not perfect, and that's okay. Everyone makes mistakes, experiences setbacks, and feels a range of emotions, both good and bad. Embracing this reality is crucial for building genuine self-acceptance. It's like accepting that you're a work in progress, constantly evolving and learning. Next, practice mindfulness. Seriously, this one's a game changer. Take a moment each day to check in with yourself. How are you feeling? What are your thoughts telling you? By simply observing your internal landscape without judgment, you start to build awareness of your emotions and thought patterns. This allows you to respond to situations with more clarity and compassion instead of reacting impulsively from a place of negativity. Now, let's talk about self-kindness. Treat yourself like the friend you would cherish with gentleness, understanding, and support. When you experience a setback or make a mistake, avoid harsh self-criticism. Instead, offer yourself words of encouragement, like it's okay, I can learn from this, or I'm still doing my best. Remember, kindness is not weakness, it's strength. Connecting with others is another powerful way to cultivate self-compassion. Strong social connections provide a sense of belonging and support, reminding us that we're not alone in our struggles. Spend time with loved ones who uplift you, engage in meaningful conversations, and foster genuine relationships. Remember, sharing your experiences and vulnerabilities can create a deeper sense of connection and understanding. Finally, remember to celebrate your strengths and achievements, no matter how small. Take the time to acknowledge your accomplishments and appreciate your unique talents. This helps build self-esteem and fosters a positive self-image. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're preparing for a big presentation at work. You've poured hours into crafting your slides, practicing your delivery, and mentally preparing yourself. But then, on the day of the presentation, you stumble over a few words, your voice shakes, and you feel your heart racing. Now, imagine two different scenarios. In scenario 1, you beat yourself up for every fumble, replaying those moments in your head like a broken record. You tell yourself, I'm such a mess, I totally bombed it. This negativity spirals into self-doubt and makes the entire experience even more stressful. In scenario 2, you acknowledge that you're feeling nervous but remind yourself that everyone gets nervous sometimes. You gently encourage yourself to keep going, focusing on delivering the message you want to share. Even if things aren't perfect, you accept it as part of the learning process and celebrate your courage for stepping outside your comfort zone. See the difference? The key is practicing self-compassion even when things don't go perfectly. It's about treating yourself with kindness and understanding, recognizing that mistakes are inevitable and using them as opportunities for growth. So remember, you are not defined by your imperfections. You are worthy of love, compassion, and respect just as you are. Embrace your journey with kindness and grace, and don't forget to celebrate the incredible human being you are. Want to dive deeper into self-compassion? Share this episode with a friend who might benefit from hearing it. Leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform or join our conversation on social media. And remember, keep striving for balance in all aspects of your life, mental, emotional, and physical. Until next time, stay balanced, stay strong, and keep embracing that awesome you.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.